Kenny, we're going to be seeing you this weekend at the Chicago Lake Shake Festival, which we'll be there all 3 days covering the festival, and of course, the LaPorte County Fair coming up on July 12th. And that is just, you know, part of your touring schedule. So one of the things I'm curious about is when you're on the road and you're doing this long string of touring, when you get to a spot, is there a type of business that you have to search out? You have to find the best coffee shop, maybe, or the best family diner?
Oh, golly, man, you just brought up a couple of good ones. But, you know, I would like to add to those. Is definitely, I love a good diner, and a good cup of coffee. But, you know, a great local Mexican restaurant is also very good. Cowboy Troy and I especially love to taste the hot sauces and chips. Those just, you know, you got to find the best of the best. And then one of the things that I also love to check out too is if there's any great hat shops in town. You know, if there's good hat shops, then that means that people are sporting the lids. That's always a good thing. Find a place that's got a great hat shop. That's good.
Do you try to, like, maybe keep a collection of those, or try to pick up a hat in each town that you stop at? I mean, I couldn't even imagine the size of your closet if that was the case. But
I'll tell you what, if you looked at the hat wall in my closet, you'd probably say, yes, I do. But when you're touring through 100 cities a year and you tried to keep up with that collection, it'd get kind of tough. And I have ones that are my favorites, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, that's good. So let's talk a little bit about some of the music side of things then. Both you and John are extremely passionate about music. And it's got to be sometimes a little bit difficult, but also, you know, when you guys see eye to eye on certain songs and that kind of stuff, it's got to be a great feeling. But I've got to know, when you are trying to figure out, you know, what songs to put on a record, which ones to release as singles, or even just songwriting in general, different lyrics, how do you find ways to compromise to satisfy both sides?
That's easy, because songwriting is really what brought John and I together back in 1998 when... you know, we had a mutual friend that was trying to introduce us to each other, but we didn't really know each other. And, you know, we decided we'd get together and try writing a song one day. We did. That went so great that we decided we'd do it again the next day. And that went great. And by the end of that year, we'd written like 100 new songs together. When it comes to writing and creating the music, that's just one of the funnest things you can do. And so we just love that experience. And then also, I think, both of us have been in the business long enough and have written enough songs that we also understand what great is and what moves us. So when we hear something that either one of us brings up as an idea, if you just kind of relate to that part of it, just is this great, inspiring, and does it move me? Then as long as you're honest with each other, then it just keeps moving forward. And the simple method that we use is, if we both agree, we move forward. If we don't both agree, then we know there's probably something we still need to look at, or make it a little better, or change a line, or whatever. Something that we're both, as you said, very passionate about. So that passion kind of takes over and just moves it all forward.
So, kind of talking about that, you mentioned the word honesty, and I feel like that is such a huge part of writing music, especially in the country format. In your opinion, you know, is that one of the main ingredients, or what else do you have to have in a song to make it a hit, to make it a successful song?
Oh, golly. Well, there's a number of things, but yeah, definitely honesty. You know, the right song that includes that is going to touch a lot of people in the right way. They're going to feel the same thing you felt. But, you know, it's got to have great melody. It's got to have great rhythm. It's just got to have the magic. And, you know, a great hook, a great line, or something that just sticks out to it. I mean, who would have ever thought, really, back in the day when we wrote Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy? I mean, that was just such an obscure line you'd see on a bumper sticker or something like that. But now it's turned into like our stairway to heaven. I mean, you just can't play anywhere in the country, outside of the country. Doesn't matter what stage you're on. People know that song. New Kids on the Block had us up on stage with them as they were touring around. You know, Donnie and his friends, and they were here in town. They brought us out. We go to play on their show in the arena. We just pop up to do one song, and the crowd was so loud singing it back to us. It's mind blowing. You just got to find those ones that have that magic, and when it all comes together, then boy, it really works, and it works right. More of that coming up on our. And this new album we've been working on here over the past 2 years, and we'll be coming out this summer. You know, our first single off of it, California, is rolling up the charts right now, and the album's called Did It for the Party. So you think about that title, John and I look back over our careers, is really just all the times we got together to have fun in some way, shape, or form, that the greatest things happen from it. So it seems like when we just, you know, come together to have a good time or do something good, and great things keep happening from it. So we did it for the party, and by God, we're going to keep on doing it for the party. And I bet you we're going to be having ourselves one whale of a party when we show up there.
I want to play a game quick. It's called Big or Rich. I'm going to give you certain situations, certain scenarios, and I want to know if that's something Big Kenny is more likely to do or John Rich is more likely to do, all right?
Okay.
All right. Who would be the person to choose the restaurant to eat at?
Big Kenny.
Big Kenny. All right. There you go. Win a foot race.
That would be Big Kenny.
The long legs, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a farm boy. Dad had us out running cows. He had a grasshopper running, man, and I just got a little bit of a stretch on him. Tell you what, the kid's fast, and he is strong. If you came to bench press, I'd have to say he'd probably get it.
All right, so he'd get the bench press. Yeah. Good. All right. How about changing a flat tire? Being that you're a farm boy, I think that you would have that, but you might throw me for a loop.
Yep, that would have to be big. Big. I definitely got the mechanical thing going.
Who passes out first?
Oh, that'd be Rick.
All right.
but I got to tell you this. I don't recall the time seeing him pass out. That man, as you've seen being up there at the Mount Richmore when we throw down up there, I'm typically there watching the sun come up with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, through the window over the city as everybody's, you know, the last people have left.
Let's go with the last one here. Who's more likely to wear a Speedo on the beach? Big or Rich?
That would be neither. I could see both of us on the beach in bib overalls a lot quicker than I could see either one of us on the beach in Speedos.
All right.
I just don't think that's going to happen unless there's something very funny going on and it's part of something that's absolutely ridiculous and we're going to make a lot of money for some charity, but it has to be a lot. Yeah. We have no Speedo zone.
I wish more people had that policy, actually. let's talk about the new single, California. Now, we can't quite dub it as a re-release, but almost, because originally Tim McGraw put on his album after he heard it, and y'all were singing the backing vocals and harmonies with him. So when you heard that song for the first time, before Tim actually cut it, was it your intent to release it as a single, or is it something that kind of come about after Tim?
Well, right after the song was written, you know, John and I were sitting there. I'll remember the airplane flight. We were coming back from the West Coast towards Nashville. And, you know, John, the engineer, had just sent the demo back on the song. We're listening to it going, man, this is a contender for our new record. Man, this is definitely one we'd have to cut. And then about the same time, though, one of our guitar players, Adam Schoenfeld, who had been on the recording session, he also plays with Tim, and Tim had heard the song when Adam was playing it on the bus himself. And then Tim immediately calls and says, hey guys, I just heard this song. I want to record it. We're like, whoa, man, this is now 2 years ago. So it was one of the first songs that were written, you know, in the first batch for our new record. And so we're sitting there going, it's going to be 2 years before our record comes out. If you want to record it, I guess. How can we say no? You know, Tim has recorded stuff with John and mine in the past. Tim and Faith Boson had big hits out of it. It's hard to tell them no. But then he goes, well, how about I record it, but y'all sing on it with us? And we're like, well, great, because you're going to be singing on Lovin' Lately on ours, our record. So we decided to do that. Then Tim gets down to the end of this new record of his, and then they decide they're going to move on into the stuff he's doing with Faith, and he didn't to release it as a single. So as we're going into finishing up our new record that'll come out this summer, we decided we need to cut the song, and everybody had loved it, and we thought it was single potential, and our whole staff and our whole promo team loved it, and everyone we're playing for out there at radio loved it. We just thought it would be a great single and needed to be released as a single, so by God, we did it. Now cruising up the charts out there, and she's in love with California.
The Matt Malone Morning Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.